At this instant, a faint cry fell on his ear. He turned and saw a gray-haired old man stretched out on the rocks. His eyes were sunk and his features deadly pale.
Water!
He stretched his arms to Hans and cried feebly.
Water! I am dying.
I have none, replied Hans. Thou hast had thy share of life.
He strode over the body and darted on, and a flash of blue lightning rose out of the east, shaped like a sword. It shook thrice over the whole heaven and left it dark with one heavy black shade. The sun was setting. It plunged toward the horizon like a red-hot ball. The roar of the Golden River rose on Hans' ear. He stood at the brink of the chasm through which it ran. Its waves were filled with the red glory of the sunset. They shook their crests like tongues of fire, and flashes of bloody light gleamed along their foam. Their sound came mightier and mightier on his senses. His brain grew dizzy with the prolonged thunder. Shuddering, he drew the flask from his girdle and hurled it into the center of the torrent. As he did so, an icy chill shot through his limbs. He staggered, shrieked, and fell. The waters closed over his cry, and the moaning of the river rose wildly into the night as it gushed over the black stone. Poor little Gluck waited very anxiously alone in the house for Hans' return. Finding he did not come back, he was terribly frightened and went and told Schwartz in the prison all that had happened. Then Schwartz was very much pleased and said that Hans must certainly have been turned into a black stone and he should have all the gold to himself. But Gluck was very sorry and cried all night. When he got up in the morning, there was no bread in the house, nor any money. So Gluck went and hired himself to another goldsmith, and he worked so hard and so neatly and so long every day that he soon got money enough together to pay his brother's fine. He went then and gave it all to Schwartz, and Schwartz got out of prison. Then Schwartz was quite pleased and said that Gluck should have some of the gold of the river. But Gluck only begged him to go and see what had become of their brother Hans.